In the meantime, we've got a guy that's just a wonderful example of sticking to it and of fighting to get your opportunity. And when you get an opportunity, you make the most of your opportunity. Former Vol, hard for me to say that. Former Vol, Torrin Poole, now joins us on the program, who's going to get an opportunity with the Carolina Panthers. In fact, Torrin, if I'm not mistaken, you have recently at a camp. And let me begin by welcoming you and congratulations on getting a chance that a lot of people never get, which is a chance to put that NFL uniform on. How has it felt for you to get this opportunity?
It's kind of been surreal, man, to say the least. It's been a wild past couple of months. Definitely a lot of stuff not expected, but when I'm here, like you said, this is a grand opportunity. I'm happy about it. I'm excited for it. Now all I got to do is get to work.
I'm live today at Stover's, 4505 Asheville Highway, also a location in West Broad Street in Cookeville, and there is a new one in Nashville, and there's one coming soon to a theater near you. Torrin, let's talk about your opportunity at Carolina. If you can, size up what you see in front of you competition-wise, and do you feel like you have a real opportunity there to make that club?
Well, I do. I think, you know, they show their interest in me, and I don't think they show any kind of interest in a guy that they don't have a chance. They don't think they have a shot to compete. So, you know, they got two solid guys, and Jonathan Stewart and D'Angelo Williams have been in the league for 6-7 years, and you know they have a chance to compete. But you know, like I said, they got their guys, and I got a long ways to go. You know, it's just like my first time coming to UT.
You got it. You took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah, we were stacked, and we had everybody. So, you know, it's nothing. It's all stuff I'm too familiar with. And you know, like I said, you know, hopefully I'll, you know, make the best of it, which I will. And we'll see how it goes.
I'm going to go back. I wish the fans could have seen this, Torrin, because the workouts were wide open to the media back then. It wasn't like... you know, and Derek Dooley can do whatever he wants to do, but these coaches, Torrin, they try to pretend like you guys are working on some kind of nuclear physics project that's going to hinge on the next world war. And the truth is, it's football. And the truth is, everybody has everybody else's video. And so Lane Kiffin was pretty wide open at that time. Who was the running back? You had Bryce Brown, 5-star all-star. You had Montario Hardesty in that camp. You had, who was the kid from Oklahoma that was also highly touted?
David Oku.
Oku. Every time Torrin Poole touched the ball in the scrimmages that I watched, he was doing good things with the football. Am I lying? Every time. I wish people could have seen that back then, Torrin. And because I'm not slighting the guys you played with, but I don't know if there's a difference in the line or a difference in what we saw. But back then, it seemed like you and that camp were playing with some serious confidence, and you weren't really going to get an opportunity, but you played with some serious confidence.
Right. And I did. I had to, because I wasn't the second guy. I wasn't the first guy. I wasn't the third guy. I was the fourth guy. So I think every day I had to bring it, and that's the mentality that I took at it, you know, looked at it, because they had their guys, and, you know, whatever that opinion was of me, I couldn't do anything about it. All I could do was work on what I could work on the football field, my attitude, my work ethic, and just keep fighting for it. And I did, and it ended up working out. So it didn't seem like it was, you know, going too far then, because all the work I was putting in wasn't really showing up. I wasn't really playing. So, but it ended up working out in the end, and then I'm just happy to say that I finally got a chance to play.
When you start talking about your NFL prospects, do you look at a guy like Arian Foster and say, hey, that's a hero of mine. Here's a guy, hey, there's many ways to go into that league. You can go in through the front door, you can go in through the middle door, and you can go in through the back door. And sometimes when you go in through the back door, you sneak up on people and you can kick a door down. And Foster did that. Your thoughts on what he's been able to accomplish?
Oh, man, it's incredible. And a guy like him who had his back against the wall, you know, he was shot down hard. I know his expectations of going into the draft when he was coming out as a senior was at least second, third round maybe, and you know, he just didn't get that shot. And You know, Aaron's been very encouraging throughout this entire process. And, you know, I looked at him like a big brother ever since I came to UT. You know, he was always a voice. And, you know, he always offered help. So, you know, he continued to do so. But his story is incredible, man. And it just shows that, you know, just don't give up, even when it seems like yet to worse. And, you know, nothing good happening. And you got to keep fighting for it because the day is going to come. And but you never know when it's going to come. You just got to keep working. And he's the epitome of that, and I respect him as a football player, most importantly as a person, because he worked for it, and it's something that he deserves, and it's something that a lot of kids can look up to him and say, hey, he went from free agent to superstar, and you know, that's huge, and I know he can be an example to a lot of, you know, kids, and young and old around America.
You saw him here. Was he the same kind of player that he is now? Because he looks thinner and faster to me. At that level. Am I wrong?
What, thinner and faster?
Yes. Yeah, I think he looks thinner and faster at that level. Or he looks different. It's hard to describe.
Well, I never really evaluated him while I was at UT. You know, I was young, and so I never really looked at it as, oh, okay, this area. And so I don't really compare.
Okay, very good. As we visit today with Torin Poole on the show, how does Tennessee's record, and there have been a ton of guys, I think close to a couple dozen, who have made it from this school as guys who have gone in through the back door in the NFL, as we keep talking about. Does that give you a little hope as you head into camp in a couple months?
Well, I mean, you know, honestly, I can't look at it that way. You know, it's just something that I can't, you know, focus on. What I do is I'll have to, you know, work for it. You know, what other people do has nothing to do with, you know, the work I got to put in. So I can use all these examples, but at the end of the day, if I don't work for it, these examples mean nothing. So, you know, that's how I'm looking at it now. I got to go in here with a chip on my shoulder to work every second of every day to get on the field, to see the field, because, you know, no one really knows who I am, so I got to make people know, you know, in every way possible.
And that means special teams, whatever they ask you to do, right? I mean, if it's covering kicks.
Yes, sir. Everything, anything they ask me to do, I got to do it and do it to the best of my abilities, and I will do so.
How familiar are you in terms of or comfortable are you with special teams? That seems like something that really separates the men from the boys. That looks like it's kind of crazy to me, especially at that level.
Yeah, it is. And I just think you got to get in all different – a whole different zone, a whole different mindset, because it's so different playing, going from running back to a running back mentality to the special teams mentality. It's like a whole different mode. So I think you got to flip that switch. And like you said, especially now, you know, these guys, these grown men, literally everybody, and big, fast, strong, you know, whatever it want to be, physical. So I mean, you got to get in your element in any kind of way you can. And I think you just got to work at it. And that's kind of how it is with me, the repetition. You become more comfortable, more confident, and that's how it's going to be with me.
Torin, how do you feel like this Tennessee team is going to do this year?
I think they'll do good. I watched a couple skits of the spring game, saw Marlon go crazy. You know, I hadn't seen that in him in a while, and mm-hmm. He just seems so comfortable in offense and so confident in the way he's running, the way he's making his cuts. And you got Rayzon, you got Brayback, you got Justin Conner, you got DeRick. So, I mean, there's so many weapons on that team. I mean, I would be surprised if, you know, we didn't win 9-10 games and, you know, maybe even more so. And I'm really, really happy, you know, for this program, Tennessee program, to see where it's going to go. You know, even though it didn't go the way it was planned my senior year, you know, I'm still excited about what they're going to do.
You know, I couldn't have said it any better myself, and I've been trying to tell people that this team should win 9 or 10 ball games, and they keep saying to me, how? But, Torin, the bottom line is, I look at that number of weapons this team has, and they should be able to outscore most people they play. I mean, offensively, this team is going to be as good as they want to be, I believe.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah, I think, you know, Tennessee has all the talent in the world, seriously. And, you know, I know a lot of coaches believe in them, and just the players got to believe in themselves. And I know they will. You guys love playing with each other.
You got it.
All of them are friends. And you saw that last year, even though it didn't go as planned. Everybody was cool. And it was pretty good in the locker room, but I know it's going to be even better now because they have their groups and their friends now that they're playing with.
Torin, I really want to thank you for joining us. Real pleasure spending a few minutes with you. You're a great follow on Twitter because you're a very positive young man. You're a humble young man. You're kind of comical at times. I hear you giggling there. You just seem like good people, man. And best of luck to you coming up, and make us proud. I know you will.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, man. I'll do my best.
All right, man. Have a great day, okay? Torin Poole, one more time.